Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
Body, speech and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Ba nghiệp lắng thâm tình lòng theo tiếng chuông, nguyện người nghe tình thức vượt thoát nẻo đau buồn.
May the sound of this bell penetrate deeply into the cosmos. In even the darkest spots, may living beings hear it clearly, so the suffering will ease, understanding arise in their hearts, and they can transcend the path of anxiety and sorrow.
Nguyện tiếng chuông này
trước khi chúng ta nói tiếng Việt, Pháp Hòa xin quý vị cho 10 phút để Pháp Hòa nói tiếng Anh cho các bạn trẻ cũng như hiện diện trong buổi lễ hôm nay được hiểu cái ý nghĩa của cái khóa lễ hôm nay. Quý vị hoan hỷ. Good morning, my dear brothers, sisters and friends. It is an honor for me to be here with you this morning to celebrate a very special Bodhisattva in Buddhism. You all know Quan Âm Bồ Tát. We used to call Quan Yin. And she is the one who stands on the side. And you also have this statue or this image at your home, most of the home, they will have it. Right? A lady Buddha with a willow branch, and on her hand she hold a little water jar. And in Buddhist practice, we call Quang Âm Bồ Tát, and she is the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is different than the Buddha. Bodhisattva means the great being. Bodhi means the one who awake. Bodhisattva means the one who awake, who already attained to the fruit of the practice. And they never want to just enjoy the fruit only, but they're willing to share the benefits of the practice to many other beings. So that's why we used to call them as Bồ Tát. Bồ Tát means, we used to say, Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is the one who already received the message, who already arrived, and they come back to bring other people to come to the same destination. So if you look deeply and carefully, and you will know that the Bodhisattva are around you. Your mom, your dad, they can be a Bodhisattva. Especially Quang Âm is a very special Bodhisattva. We all know her, very well known in Asia. Why? Because her practice is loving kindness and patience. Compassionate and patience. If you love someone, you must learn how to be patient for that one. Especially, for example, if you do you realize that your mom or your dad has been patient with you a lot? Sometimes you do not listen to them. Sometimes you do something against them, but they always try their best to be patient with you. So even they yell at you, even they scream at you, but their yelling come from their good heart, come from their compassionate. They never yell at you because of the hate, but they yell at you because of the love. They want to correct you. They want to merge you on the right way. So same thing. Sometimes you yell at someone, you scream at someone because you're angry, you hate. But with your mom or dad, when they yell at you, they yell with their love. They do not want you to walk on the wrong way. They saw you almost wrong. They need to yell. It's like when you are driving on the street, you almost hit someone. They have to horn you because that makes you scared. You have to correct your vehicle. So same thing in this life. So patience is one of the very important practice in Buddhism. Have you ever watched Chinese movie? Do you see Shaolin monks? They used to have many dots on their head. And that is one of the Chinese tradition that when you ordain as a monk, they used to accept the incense burning, put on their forehead, they burn. So that means the fire burn on your head, but you still sit quietly, patiently, in order to accept the hurt, the burn. Then in your daily life, there are so many things that come to you, you have to be patient to solve them. All kind of problems happen in this life. We are unable to solve it if we are so attentive. If we have a very hot temper, we are unable to solve any problem. The problem can be solved gently, quietly, beautifully, just because when you're able to sit quietly and listen to the others. There are many arguments because we do not try our best to listen to each other. So the Bodhisattva, one of her learning is to sit still and listen to our cries. Quang Thế Âm means the one who are looking for suffering to help. So we all need to looking for people who are suffering in order to help.
You learn the eyes to see. You learn the ear to listen. Sometimes your mom, your dad, your friend, your brother, your sister, they cannot express the suffering, but by looking at them, you can know they have a lot of pain inside of them. So what can you do? You put your hands on their shoulder, comfort them. Sometimes you're unable to understand what's happening, but you know for sure, in her, something wrong. In him, there is something wrong. And you try to comfort that person by give them a space to breathe. Give them some quiet time so they can settle them down. Or whatever you do for your loved one, they all come from what? From your loving kindness, your compassionate. But do you know what happened? To help a person, you need to be very patient with that person. Is that true? Sometimes you have a friend, a best friend. But to keep the relationship, you have to be patient with that person. Otherwise, your relationship cannot last long. So not only a friendship, but any kind of relationship in this life, between husband and wife, between brother and sister, between friend and friend, if we have no patience for each other, we're unable to keep the longer relationship. In the wedding tradition, the couple will exchange the ring, right? But do you know, in Vietnamese tradition, when you exchange the ring in the wedding, you are not called the ring only, but you must call the ring of patience. Especially, that is the ring you name it for the wedding. So the bride and the groom, the husband and the wife, they exchange the ring. So I put this ring of patience in your finger. You also exchange this ring to me. So whenever you're unable to be patient, you look at your finger and you know, this is the ring of patience. If you have no patience, you cannot stay together long. So one of the key to success for all your life is be patient. Let example, if you do your exam, final exam, midterm exam, even a quiz. But if you have no patience to read the problem carefully, your answer will be wrong. Sometimes a lot of tricks in the question. Is that true? Life is the same. Lot of tricks. If we have a hot temper, we just explode our temper. We just react. We just respond. Nothing can be solved. And lot of breaking communication, lot of hold in the situation. So one of the ways to help us is to be patient. And patience is one of Quan Âm Bồ Tát, Quan Yin Bodhisattva practice. Do you know why monks wear brown? Do you know why monks wear yellow? Yellow and brown symbolize for the ground, the earth. And the earth and the ground symbolize for patience. No matter what happens, you can dump clean water or dirty water to the ground. But the ground also accepts whatever water you pour down. Same thing. If you accept, you are a monastic. You have to accept even blaming or praising. Because when they're happy with you, they praise you. When they're not happy with you, they may blame you. So blaming and praising in this life are the two things that always bother you. You want to be solid as the ground. You want to be solid as the earth. What do you learn? Don't mind about praising or blaming, because that is the facts of life. Do you see what I mean by that? So when we come to the practice, when we come to the celebration, not only to honor the Bodhisattva or honor the Buddha so the Buddha can bless us, but honoring a memorial service like this, a commemorate like this, is to remind us, always learn the practice from the Buddha. So all the Buddha, the image of the Buddha, have a symbol to practice. For example, you look at the front here, you see this happy Buddha. Big belly, big smile. What is the big belly symbolized for? Non-attachment. Because he never carry anything. He's so happy, that's why the big belly and the great smiling symbolize for non-attachment. Letting go. Because you're able to let go, so nothing can bother you. Anything come, you solve. After it's done, let it go. Do you know there is one of the Christmas songs, Let It Snow, Let It Snow? So we can sing, Let It Go, Let It Go. Let it melt, because the snow fall down, it's come to your hand, it's melt easily. So things in this life can be melt easily like a snow. If the snowflake stay on your hand, same thing. All kind of problems can be gently dissolved on the warm heart. If you have embracing, forgiveness, you can make things easily solve. So I just want to inform with all of you, in Buddhist practice, when we have so many different kind of image of the Buddhas, when we have so many names of the Buddha, when we have so many different kind of chanting practice, they all become a technique to help us to stay calm, to open our mind, to cultivate our insight, our wisdom, in order to live in this life. Because this life has so many ways, then we have so many techniques. So many different kind of people, we have different kind of techniques how to solve problems. We do not come to the Buddha, we do not come to the temple only for worship, only for asking for blessing, but more than that, we come here to learn the technique in order to live a better life. We all live, but if we do not know how to live, our life may be very difficult. We all eat, but we do not learn how to mindfully eat. The food may make us sick, right? So we all eat, but we must be careful what to eat in order to make our health increase. Otherwise, it decreases. So I just want to share with you briefly the meaning of the celebration, and may all of us learn carefully the teachings of the Buddha. Because the Buddha symbolizes for awakening. We come to the Buddha means we come to the practice of the awakening. So that's why we have the bell. Okay? The bell sounded, make us understanding, awake. So the sounds of the bell is like the voice of the Buddha. Call us, direct us to the present moment. So once we already have the techniques in hand, like you have a map in hand, you don't have to worry. You will go to the wrong destination. So the teachings of the Buddha is like the map. And we are the one who follow the map, but we have to go. Do not misunderstanding. Once you have the map, that means you arrive to the destination. You cannot arrive to the destination unless you follow the map. But you cannot arrive without a map. So we need both in our daily life. Thank you so much for your listening and your attention.